Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a brand new show. It's called Money Moves. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
So give us a call. Why did you go to court the last time you went to court? Why? 877-591-9696. We're curious, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Mod the Amazing.
Come on with the music. What is wrong?
I mean, you did commit a crime.
Is it really a crime?
You did break the law.
Okay, so it's V96. It's Mogan Carla Mornings. Ahmad the Amazing is in a bit of trouble. He has a court date at 9 a.m. today. And is going to have a failure to appear.
I am. I have to work. That's how they get you.
That's how they get you.
Well, you've known about this for a few weeks. You definitely could have asked for the day. Well,
okay, hold on. You got to give us the backstory. How did they get you?
I was coming home from the grocery store, and I was a little parched. So I opened up a White Claw on the train and drank it.
So you're parched, and the solution is not a bottle of water.
It's the only drink I had.
It's a White Claw.
It was thirst quenching.
Obey your thirst. White Claw.
White Claw.
And so, yeah, they got me. I thought it was just somebody like,
Did they get you?
They got me, yes.
Or did you get yourself?
Listen, I've seen worse things on the train. And that's no shade. Love the CTA. I fall asleep on it. But I've seen worse things on the train. Me drinking a little White Claw. And I have to go to court for that?
Well, it's because it's an open container. I feel like literally everywhere except for Las Vegas, it's not allowed.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that.
Okay.
So that's how they get you. Well, you got yourself.
You got a ticket, and then you're supposed to show up for court today at 9. And you're going to contest this ticket. How much is the ticket?
I think at first it's like 50, but if I don't show up, it goes to 300. Yeah.
Ahmad, what are you doing here?
I'm going to talk to somebody. I'll get it figured out. Things like this always work out for me.
Right.
What does that even mean?
I just give it to the universe and it works out.
And the universe is going to give you a $300 fine.
The universe gave you that White Claw. And
exactly.
How did that work out for you?
Well, when you put it like that.
Did they make you throw it away or did they let you finish it?
No, they let me finish it. I love Chicago.
Did they really?
They let me finish it.
So did you just chug it in front of the officer?
Yeah.
You're wild.
I mean, I had these groceries with me. Like, they could tell I was having a rough day.
Okay.
But they still gave me the ticket.
Okay, and so now you have this court appointment that you're going to miss, and then the ticket's going to be more expensive, but the universe, you think, is just going to handle it for you.
Yeah, I'll call down somewhere. Okay. I got to look up the number.
Okay, 877-591-9696. By the way, I love the delusions that you're living with here.
I believe it.
That's how they get you.
I love also that you said that's how they get you.
Who's not working at 9 a.m.? They know that that's like a hard thing for people to do. I'm not going against the Chicago legal system, by the way, but that's how they get you.
That's how they get you.
They made you forget your appointment today.
Exactly.
They made you drink that White Claw when you were parched on the train.
Mm-hmm. It's hot down there.
Yeah. Sure. 877-591-9696. Curious, the last time that you were in court, what was it for?
Yeah, it could have been a speeding ticket. It could have been alcohol consumption. You could have been looking for someone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you a murderer? That's how they get you. 877-591-9696. So we want to know, why did you go to court? 877-591-9696. The last time you went to court, what was it for? It's B96, Mogan Carla Mornings. Ahmad the Amazing here has a court appointment at 9 o'clock.
That he's not going to make because we have multiple meetings at 9 o'clock.
We do.
He got a ticket for drinking a White Claw on the train.
He was parched.
I was parched.
I was thirsty, and the only thing available was a White Claw.
Yeah. You got to make do.
I guess so.
How far is the grocery store from your apartment?
I was over by Roosevelt, then heading to Wilson. So that's a long trip.
Okay, that is a journey. I'll give you that. But did you not get any other, you didn't get any sodas or waters?
I had some at home, so, you know.
Muriel in Wheaton, why did you go to court the last time? Muriel? Muriel?
She's in court now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They made her sign some paperwork, and now she can't tell us.
Muriel, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
There we go.
Okay, yeah. Why did you go to court?
I went to court because my previous employer decided to sue me for a non-compete.
Ooh, non-compete. I don't think any employers actually did that.
Yeah, I thought that was a lie to scare us.
Oh, no. He did it because he's a butthole. But I worked at a hair salon, and I was there for roughly 10 years and brought in a lot of money for them and decided to go off on my own. In a salon suite where there were two other girls that I worked with at the same location. And when they left, they didn't get sued.
But you got sued.
But I got sued because I was a bigger fish.
Oh.
Well,
I need to go to you for my hair.
Yeah. Well, okay. Don't offend her. You have no hair, Mo.
Okay.
But wait, Muriel, that's actually wild because it's so unfair. This is work that you're doing with your own two hands, you know?
You know what?
And what's wild, Carla, is that there are, like, within the mile radius of their own, like, you know, document is that there's 12 salons within that mile. Like, really, what are you going to do? And with social media, you can't prove I gave out my number or information, whatever. Like, no.
What I've really always hated about non-competes is, like, you know, in what you do and what we do, this is how I know how to make a living. And you're going to keep me from being able to provide for my family?
Right.
Especially if you fire me.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. And then I can't work anyway. No.
Oh, also, like, we should just be able to work where we want to work. Like, maybe your boss should have looked introspectively and figured out why you didn't want to be there.
Yeah.
I created a domino effect within his business because they have 4 locations. And a lot of people ended up leaving to do their own thing. And still, I get phone calls from people from the salon. And they ask, how'd you do it? What did you do? And I'm like, just do it. You will not regret it.
So they didn't end up, so he came after you but didn't get anything out of it?
He did not get anything out of it. Because ultimately he dropped it because he knew he was going to lose. The time that I did have to show up in court with my lawyer in front of a judge, which was like terrifying at the DuPage County Courthouse.
Sure.
He was not there.
Oh.
The man suing me did not show up. He was in Arizona and said you could Zoom call in.
And they're no, you're suing somebody.
Absolutely
you got to put in some work, sir. All right. Well, thank you for sharing that story, Muriel.
And we're glad that you're working.
Yeah, it's good. Everything's good. Life is good.
All right.
I love it.
Have a great day. And thank you for that story. Zoe in Midway, the last time that you went to court was for...
When my car got towed by Chicago and I had to get my money back.
How did you get your money back? And why was it towed?
Okay, so last summer when SZA and Kendrick were here, we tried getting tickets the day of.
Okay.
So we got there early, parked by the museum. There were no tow zone signs at that time. So SZA was having a pop-up. She was supposed to be there. We waited 5 hours to never see her. We walked back to our car and there was no car. And my boyfriend's like, we definitely parked here. So we had to take an Uber down to Lower Wacker, which is an absolute mess anyway.
No, I know. And you go to Lower to go pick up your car.
And we literally had to tell the Uber to just stop and we'll walk down because he was so lost.
Yeah.
And like 3 other people also got their car towed. So we got there. I had to pay, I don't remember how much it was, but total they were going to make me pay like $300 including the ticket that they give you on top of making you pay to get your car out. Of course I went to dispute it and I did win. So Zoe versus Chicago, I did.
Zoe versus everybody.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. Well, good for you. And I'm glad that you didn't have to deal with that.
I think a lot of the times people bank on like people not doing anything about it, right? It's like,
you
fine and it's over. But it's like, oh, you don't know that I will make myself available all day.
And they have so many avenues, right? Especially here in Chicago. Because you got your registration, you got your city sticker, you got paid parking. There's a million ways for them to make some coins. So I'm glad they didn't get it off of you. Thank you, Zoe, for that story.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I love you guys.
We love you too.
And have a great day.
Me too.
Bye.
So coming up next, so we have 2 diary entries left, and then that's going to be a wrap on the diary. So we'll get you a brand new one today, and a brand new one tomorrow, and then we don't know what to do with our lives.
I know. Does anybody want to let us know what we should do after the diary? Or do you want to send us your own with permission, please?
Yeah.
To read it on the radio?
Yeah, you got to sign some papers.
Or else we're going to be in the courthouse. Yeah. Too.
Oh, that's funny.
Sorry.
And so true.
And also probably not a joke I should have made.
Probably should stop talking about it, but we got a brand new diary entry for you coming up next at 7:30. Catch up on the previous ones and catch us live on Instagram at B96 Chicago.